Well, Justin Worsham hosts the Dad Podcast and happens to be a friend of ours as well. So we talk parenting with him on Wednesdays.
Justin, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, enjoying being here a little early. You guys got something big going on in the 1 o'clock hour, I hear. You're doing like Cinco de Mayo situation.
That's right.
And one of these days when you are allowed back in the building after the restraining order expires, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I'm, 7 years. It's, I've got a very long advent calendar, and I'm really ticking away at it. It takes up most of my backyard. But, it's important to have goals and to see a light at the end of the tunnel. That's what my therapist tells me.
Well, I believe that this has been a job title since the dawn of time, but now LinkedIn has added stay-at-home mom and dad to the job title page.
Yeah. And they did this to try to help people, especially during the pandemic, because there were a lot of mostly moms, they found out statistically, that had to leave their job in order to provide childcare when the schools and everything shut down during the pandemic, which sounds at the surface like, oh, that's a cool thing. Now we have something in LinkedIn that says this is why I had a gap in employment, is that I was taking care of my family. But according to a professor at Stanford and recent research that she has done, she actually has shown that that works against you, that what it shows is that you prioritize your family above your job, which can affect you getting hired at another job.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think we all would agree that it shouldn't be a thing, but if you're an employer, right, we all decided we're going to open a bubbling wine company designed by Shannon Perrin, and we are going to hire people. Wouldn't we all want people who prioritize our bubbling wine company called Perrin Star, I've decided, than their own kids? Like, if at any moment, if things get hard, we know that we're going to lose 2 to 3 people because they got to take care of their kids, or little Timmy's got an orthodontist appointment and somebody needs to take them there. I think it's more of just a natural thing as a business, thinking about the business above the family of their employees.
It is an interesting issue to discuss, I suppose, as a potential employer, who it is that you would want, because you can't, I'm assuming, you can't legally penalize somebody for being a parent. But the term motherhood penalty is one of those things that comes up where that exact thinking, you're talking about, you have to determine, is that person going to actually prioritize Perrin Star bubbly wines or their own kid? On the parenting level, of course you're going to prioritize the kid over the business. But is it going to be a problem for Perrin Star bubbly wines?
I don't know. Like, I think, and it's funny because part of the reason why this spoke to me, and I've talked about it a lot during the pandemic in this segment, is that for me personally, the struggle has been creating a work-life balance. When your kids are always here, trying to make time where you could just lock in on their eyes because they have a question and you don't have to get your job done, can be a really, really tough thing to try to balance that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've completely stopped thinking about children during this segment ever since you said Perrin Star bubbly wines. It's all I can think about. I've got logos. I've got color schemes. And I forgot that this was a parenting segment. I thought it was about Perrin Star bubbly wines.
Entrepreneur segment.
You know what? Here's what we do, guys. I think we ditch this segment. I think you forget about your 1 o'clock special Cinco de Mayo thing. I think we get in, get some angel investors in on this thing. And what we do is we turn this story on its side and we hire exclusively parents who are passionate about wine because they are tired of being home with their kids and not having their kids in school. And they love to have a wine to take the edge off during the day. And so therefore, they're the ones to speak to our consumers. Who better to get our consumers than our consumers? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can be part of the board.
Can I? I just want to be like a sergeant at arms. I have no idea what that role is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be defined. I just like the idea of it. And I want to wear sleeveless shirts when I do it. Not because I have arms that justify it. I just like the idea.
So basically, you're just going to be security outside the board meetings.
Yeah, but I want to vote. Can I have a vote? I don't want to just have an earpiece.
You can have a vote as long as you wear Reno 911 shorts.
Okay, done. Deal. I don't know what those are, but I look forward to a Google.
He's wearing them right now, but he doesn't even know what they
are.
All right, Justin Warsham, host of the Dad Podcast, will join us when we come back. We'll talk about maybe some creative ways to make Mother's Day something special for this upcoming weekend.
We are talking with Justin Warsham, host of the Dad Podcast, but it's not all about dads this month. It is about moms because it is May and Mother's Day is upon us. If you don't know the story about Justin, he started looking for a wife in the second grade. So he is all about making sure that Natalie is happy on this Mother's Day. What are your big plans?
Honestly, my wife, I don't know if Jacob threw me under the bus because I was talking to him before the first segment about this. And my wife, my fear is that I've always perceived until this conversation I had with Jacob today that my wife has a very low bar as far as, like, she just wants to have a picnic. And I don't know if she's just been polite and secretly I'm supposed to be doing something extra big and grand this whole time. But she usually, we just get some sandwiches and have a picnic in our backyard or in a park somewhere. So that's my plan.
That's sweet.
Is that a fail, you guys?
No, that's very sweet.
So.
That's what you should do.
I mean, let's not forget, I did have an ice cream flavor created for her from our childhood.
Okay.
So I think it's important to remember that.
Yeah, but that was that was born out of your romantic love for her, not because you appreciate her
You
as
can
a
still
mother.
Have romantic love and appreciate her as a mother.
The day
time.
Is not for that though.
Oh, it's not
like
it's not for sexy time.
Well, I mean, if Justin walks in there with those Reno 911 shorts and the sleeveless shirt on,
then
he's
it
like,
could get cracking.
Hey, I got a Mother's Day gift for you.
Yeah,
and she's like, no,
does he do this too?
He does that with his hands.
All right,
and she just goes, you know what? A picnic is fine.
I'm getting very quickly uncomfortable with the amount of laughter that's being shared.
Well, because you're not seeing the visual of him pointing to his parts.
Is it effeminate or masculine? Because
it's pretty effeminate. It's pretty effeminate.
Okay, yeah, he's right on point. That's a solid impression. That checks out.
Well, I talked to my nephew last night, the night before, and I asked him. Hey, did you get anything for your mom, my sister, for Mother's Day? And he said, no, that's what dad does. Dad's supposed to do that. I thought, well, I guess if we condition our kids, then that's, you know, if the dads are always the one to take care of it, then...
I have this memory of a Mother's Day circa 1988 when my brother failed to produce a card for my mother. And we were at lunch at the Spinnaker restaurant. No, it wasn't the Spinnaker. It was the one at the top of the hill. What was that called? Anyway, nobody knows. But it's a nice restaurant, and it's a nice family lunch for Mother's Day. And I present my card, being the small child I was. And she kind of looks over at my brother, who's 15, 16 years old. And she's like, where's my card? And she lost it. And she had a crying episode at the table, like had to go. It's burned in my brain.
Wow.
And her reasoning
now,
was.
What does your dad and brother do?
They just sat there and looked like, you know.
They looked at each other.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting a card.
Well, he had gotten her card. I had gotten her card. My dad had gotten her card. I'd gotten her card. But she explained it that she felt like a failure for not instilling the importance of that in my brother so that he would treat his girlfriend and his wife and understand the importance of appreciation moving forward. Like, she wasn't upset about not getting the card physically, but that she felt like a failure for not telling him how important that is.
Yeah, she's afraid, like you said, he's going to get married and have a wife and not really acknowledge or appreciate her. That wiring didn't get in there.
Right.
Gosh, that's,
he won't get an ice cream flavor created for her.
Okay. Again.
yeah, he would never do that.
Jeez. It is fine.
I don't like the tone of that.
No. I thought it was sweet. I'm just, I feel bad that I said that about my brother, but it's true. He's just not that kind of a considerate, he's very considerate, but he wouldn't take that into consideration.
It wouldn't hit him
to do that.
I married a woman who is fantastic at gift giving to the point where she will perseverate on whether or not the people who receive the gifts
appreciate
the gift.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they never They probably don't even really like it. They're just saying that to be nice. No, they, you know, the ones I know, I say, yeah, they really do appreciate it. They appreciate the thought that you put into these types
of
things.
So much thought, yes.
But, you know, so that person is hard to give a gift to.
Yes.
Does that mean you also suck at giving gifts, Gary? Are you the yin to her yang in that regard?
Oh, I think you guys are equally thoughtful gift givers.
I don't know if I would say we're equal. She has taught me that is a better way to do it.
There you go.
And to put a tiny, even a tiny amount of thought into what it is that you give as a gift is a better idea than just, hey, here's a gift card for $20 to Starbucks.
Something. And what she told you, which I remember, it was you got to listen to what people say. If Mondo comes in tomorrow and he's like, oh man, I lost my pineapple shirt. I don't know what happened to it. It wasn't in the wash. I put it in the wash. I got the stuff out of the dryer. I think someone stole my pineapple shirt. Then I'm going to remember that and get him a pineapple shirt when his birthday rolls around.
Well, yes, you're right. That is one of the things that she has taught me. But Justin, let me ask you this. If you go out of your way to show that to your kids, you know, to exemplify good gift giving, for example, for your kids, but then they turn into Shannon's brother and they don't do the considerate things. Is that a reflection on you, or is it, I mean, how do you, and that can be parenting in general, but this is one of those things I think is important for kids to learn how to be able to give gifts to other people.
I think, and my kids, we are a generous family. I honestly suffer from a lot of gift anxiety. Even when I got you guys the stuff I got you for your anniversary, I hemmed and hawed. A big reason why it takes me so long to send the gift is because I second guess myself constantly. I have the idea, oh, this is great. And then I get it, no, they're going to hate it. So I hope I don't give that to my kids. But they like to give. They definitely, we did during the pandemic when it first broke, we did a thing that as a family we called Ice Cream Santa Claus, where we would go buy ice cream from a new local ice cream shop that was family owned, the place that created the flavor for us. I keep bringing it up. but we would go and drop it off for people and doorbell ditch them during the pandemic. And they love that. They love giving. So that is there. But I can tell you, I agree with Shannon's mom. A big part of the reason why I jump up my kids' butts whenever they get a tone with their mother is not because it's less about the disrespect to the parent. And more about, I really take it seriously that they need to understand that they, because I believe in that. Whatever respect or feeling you have towards your mom, I do think translates to your spouse in some way, shape, or form. I really, truly believe that. So that's why I'm always if you don't have the balls to talk to me like that, you definitely don't talk to your mother that way. That's a phrase I like to throw around.
We respect women in this house.
That's right. That's right. I'm the one who gets to disrespect your mother because I put in the time.
I made ice cream for her. All right. I get to talk back.
Justin, as always, we thank you very much.
Hey, enjoy your tacos, guys. I miss you guys.
Thank you.
I can't
miss
wait
you
to
too.
Turn on that advent calendar.
Justin Warsham, host of The Dad Podcast, and you can find it on the iHeartRadio app.